I'm Nick Lippa here with Melissa Burgess of Victory Press. Hi, Melissa. Let's just get right to it. The NWHL, are we going to have a season? Well, they just released their season 6 timeline. Let's give an update on where that all stands.
So right now, you're right. Like you said, the NWHL recently released their season 6 timeline. Previously, they had said that they weren't expecting to start the season until November, which, you know, a couple months ago certainly made sense given how things were then. The update now, however, is that the season will not begin until January 2021. And I think, you know, that makes a lot of sense to push it out further, given the fact that the pandemic is still going on, given the fact that the border is still closed, and there's still obviously a lot of uncertainty ahead.
And we have a new team in Toronto, and that's got to have impacted roster building, among many other issues, I imagine, that are going to come up heading into this year.
Yeah, so as of August 1st, there's 99 players signed in the league that have been announced for next season. And as you said, a new team in Toronto, which is exciting. Obviously, adding a new team, crossing the border like that is great. But obviously, given the circumstances, it also makes things more complicated because how do teams cross the border and things like that? With this season that they're announcing to start in January, they've reduced the schedule of just a little bit. So teams are expected to play 20 games. This past season, they played 24. So it's just a slight reduction, but obviously it's a lot more compressed of a timeline because they also still expect to complete the Isabel Cup playoffs by the end of March. So you're talking about, you know, a 20-game season plus playoffs in a three-month span, really. And then the league also will aim to hold its All-Star game, but they're going to kind of push that back until after playoffs are completed, which is definitely the smart move because obviously you want to finish a season first, especially given everything that's going on. There have been a bunch of new player signings. Most of the players signed for the new Toronto team are going to be newcomers to the league, which is exciting. But you've also got some other players who have previously played in the league, like Cheyenne D'Arcangelo, who played for the Buttes, Kelly Babstock, who also played for the Buttes at one point. Both of those players are now going to Toronto. But I think it's going to be exciting. I mean, we all know Buffalo-Toronto hockey is competitive, it's energetic, it's rivalry, and I would expect nothing less once this NWHL season starts.
You and several other writers last year, Melissa, wrote about the conditions that NWHL players practiced in, and it left a lot to be desired, to say the least. That's got to be a major concern for the NWHL moving forward in a pandemic scenario.
Yeah, and I think that's something that you can look at with both the NWHL and the PWHPA, is these players are not making a living wage off of this, off of playing hockey. Obviously, in the PWHPA's case, they're not getting paid at all. This is not their normal job. They cannot afford, literally cannot afford, to take risks that could put their livelihood and their health and their safety at risk. Because if they get sick, you know, playing a game, that impacts their off-ice job. That impacts their daily life, their income, their housing. So it's all these other factors that, you know, obviously the NWHL and the PWHPA are going to want to take all the necessary precautions and then hopefully and then some to make sure that conditions are really safe for these players.